The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you into fantasy sports like we are? It's time to get the inside scoop on the sport and how it affects your team. This is Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. It's a hard look at the transactions, the injuries, free agents, and starters. And the best part is, you get to ask the experts so you can win. Now, here's Dish Adams.
We have missed you. We didn't get to be here on Thanksgiving because Voice America was closed for the holiday. I love the Rage Against the Machine still going in the background. It's the best. Nothing better.
There you go.
Are you raging against the machine, or are you very pleased with your fantasy team this week, everybody? That is the question. It is for some of you. Fantasy playoffs have already begun, including in the Sirius Experts League, where the Fantasy Insights team is the number one seed out of 16 and the top scorer out of 32. So we'll get a week one bye. Other leagues, you're still playing for your playoffs and in the last week or two of your playoffs. So a very crucial week. I won't waste your time. I'll give you a few headlines. And then we will get right to the schedule. I'll bring Smitty along, and we will do the analysis you love to hear. Matt Forte says he's going to play against the Seahawks. He has been practicing and apparently looks good. Darren McFadden has been practicing, may or may not play, but he'll be eased back in. So if you have Marcel Reese, he's probably still safe to play. Big Ben, they say it doesn't look good, but he said don't count him out yet. The danger of death has been removed from Roethlisberger's injury report. Now it's just danger of being hit and getting picked off because he doesn't have the arm strength. That's the big concern. Does anybody really care about Jacksonville wide receivers? Well, you should care about Cecil Shorts, but Justin Blackmon out with a groin injury today in practice may be back. DeMarco Murray's practicing. I thought that was interesting. Looks like he is going to play and may not be so limited. Michael LaShore back at practice should be fine. Danny Amendola has not practiced. Vic hasn't reached his baseline. McCoy hasn't reached his baseline. Kyle Rudolph has, and he will play. Percy Harvin, limited yesterday, did not practice today, still highly questionable for Sunday. And if anybody's holding on to hope for Cedric Benson, he's out for the year. He finally had surgery. Maurice Jones-Drew, still not practicing either. Fantasy Insights Radio, coming to you on a Thursday, counting up to game time with the Saints and the Falcons. And last time they played, the Saints said the Falcons were still their little brother. What's amazing to me is as bad as the Saints have been at 5-6, they still are in the mix for a wild card. And right there, it's not like they're so far out and need a lot to happen. But at this point, let me bring on the man who writes the grab bag of free agents for FantasyInsights.com, senior writer Smitty. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing well. Life is good, and we've got, for once, a great game tonight with a great fantasy football game tonight as far as points to be scored in tonight's Atlanta-New Orleans game.
Well, let's get right into it because, obviously, there's some decision points for people that come with this game, starting with the Atlanta running back situation, and I think that's the first place that everybody needs to look. Quiz Rogers, how much does he cut into Michael Turner's value, or does Michael Turner maintain his value as a potential start in, especially in non-PPR leagues, but even in PPR leagues, because of opportunity? How do you see this situation playing out with their two running backs?
Well, I think your best case for Quiz Rogers is sort of Darren Sproles light, or maybe Darren Sproles, depending on how tonight goes. I think Turner's still going to get the goal line carries. He's wearing down. I don't have any teams where I'm going to be playing Quiz Rogers just because I've got better backs. I think if you're going to start him tonight, they're working him more into the lineup. It's more of a shared situation. You're looking at double-digit points in what's going to be a very high-scoring game. I'm not crazy about starting him. If you say, which of the two would I rather have, that's a tough call. I'm not crazy about either tonight, I guess, is my answer.
See, I still am down on Quiz. I still believe that Michael Turner, now you know I'm no big fan of Michael Turner.
Sure.
But against a soft defense like the Saints, I think Turner gets in the end zone tonight.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think he does.
And, you know, let's talk about strategically this game a little bit, because Julio Jones, everybody wrote him off for dead except for yours truly last week. He's back. Roddy White still playing at a high level. Tony Gonzalez obviously playing at a phenomenal level. And Matt Ryan can sling the ball. Now, the Saints, what do they do tonight? Do they even think about the running game? I don't think they do. I think they've got to focus on shutting down the passing attack. And because of that, Turner has a pretty good game. I'm forecasting Turner for somewhere in the neighborhood of 60, 70 yards and a TD.
That's reasonable. I think as far as what the Saints do, you know, you talked about all the Atlanta standouts. I think with the Saints, you know, as far as safe receivers, of course, you've got Graham, you've got Colston, Lance Moore, I'm not crazy about tonight. Sproles, also not exactly sure. And the running game, you probably avoid. But if you're going to use someone, they just go with Ivory. So, I mean, I think it's a high-scoring game. And, you know, what do you think?
Well, where I differ from you is I don't think that there is a starting – I don't think there's a running back on the Saints that's viable other than Sproles and in PPR leagues. I would not feel comfortable starting any Saints running back in any league except for Sproles in a PPR league as a running back too. Other than that, I just think it's too much of a crapshoot as to which running back, Ivory, Ingram, or Thomas, is going to get the reps. And the Saints are competing right now. I think Drew Brees has a huge game. I think that's something we can count on. He almost never has two bad games in a row.
Right.
And I think Matt Ryan, by virtue of the fact that he's playing against that Saints, terrible Saints defense, he has a huge game, especially because one thing in particular made me put Julio Jones up near the top of our weekly rankings. And that thing in particular was when I saw Randy Moss one-on-one at the goal line last week against Malcolm Jenkins, who had to be moved to corner. Jenkins was guarding Moss one-on-one. Now, Colin Kaepernick threw the ball to him. He just didn't make a good pass. But if you're going to have to be guarding Julio Jones with Malcolm Jenkins, you're done.
Yeah, I think that's true. And so what do you got, Jones for two TDs tonight?
I only got him for one. It's hard to predict when they're going to get two, but he's our, you know, the rankings are always just an index of averages.
Sure.
But I think he's their number two, maybe number three receiver.
Right. Hey, here's some news for you. I don't know if you saw this, since, you know, I was going to compare this. Marcel Reese to be the Raiders' primary back, regardless of McFadden and Goodson.
I did see that. I did see that, and that's why when we were talking in the open, I said he's still safe to play. I think that Marcel Reese has been the only offensive weapon that the Raiders have had over the last few weeks.
Except for Carson Palmer, who's actually had good numbers.
Yeah, but it's not that he's been a weapon.
Mm.
I mean, he's been in garbage time. He's been, you know, throwing a lot for a lot of yardage.
When did a fantasy football player care about when the points occur?
No, this is true. This is true, although you saw what happened to him in Cincinnati. No, I agree with you. Palmer's been fine, but Marcel Reese, for the purpose of, you know, if you have Palmer as your quarterback, you're either starting him already or you've got somebody much better who's starting. Reese is a guy who a lot of people have on rosters, and they're debating whether or not to play him. I mean, last week I contemplated starting him over Trent Richardson. I decided not to. It was the right decision.
Right.
But in PPR leagues, Reese is a real solid bet. I mean, he's what Sproles was last year. So even with McFadden back, assuming McFadden is able to come back, I still like Reese as a top 20 fantasy back this week.
Right. So you start Reese over Sproles. That's clear, right?
Say it again?
You would start Reese over Sproles if those were your choices.
I would.
Okay. Now, would you start Reese over, for example, this is one of my line of questions, would you start him over Ryan Broyles as a flex spot?
I would. And the reason I would is because I think he's likely to equal Broyles' production in receiving alone.
Right.
I think that there's a good chance that Broyles has six or seven catches for 70, 80 yards and could score. but I think Reese probably has 6 to 8 catches for 40 to 50 yards, and he probably gets in on a rushing play.
Yeah, and so, he's a great back. He's one of those rare backs of that size that is nimble, catches, and just takes to the house. I mean, he turns up field and just goes.
Now, if I'm the Raiders, the first thing I'm doing this offseason
is trading McFadden.
And trading. I'm also trading all of my light, quote-unquote, players. Hayward Bay, if I can. Mm-hmm. I'm going with some power people. I'm getting a big offensive line, and I'm getting one or two receivers, a possession receiver, and one flyer. So I've got Denarius Moore on the outside. I've got another speed guy on the outside. And I'm going to go with a slot receiver who can make some plays. Maybe that guy's Rod Streeter. Maybe it isn't. And I'm building my offense around Marcel Reese. There's no reason this guy shouldn't be a featured back in the NFL. He's a good enough running back.
Yeah. I mean, if he's not going to do it there, he's going to do it somewhere else. I mean, the guy, just looking at him, he's 6'1", 255, moves like that, 27 years old. I mean, he's got his prime 2 or 3 years of his career coming
up. Well, and he can take the punishment. Yeah. The guy doesn't get hurt. So you put him in as your lead back, and Tywan Jones has to go. He's obviously not going to mature into anything. So you just get a guy who's going to be your third down back.
Right.
And there's plenty of them out there right now. I mean, even a guy like Joe McKnight, I think the Jets have used so poorly. They could have been using him on third downs. But there's a ton of guys out there like that. Yeah. Lerod Stevens-Howling.
Yeah, better than people expect.
Well, and, you know, moving right along, we won't go right into Stevens-Howling, but
yeah,
staying in the Atlanta.
We got 15 to go.
I got 3 minutes to go.
Yeah. Well, but the good news is we've got 45 more minutes.
Yeah, hey, look, I've got it under control, Smitty. I'm in control today. I got the board. You know, it's interesting with Atlanta and New Orleans. Colston, are you worried at all about him having taken that big hit?
No, I think he's one of those where, you know, I love the receivers that will take the punishment and come back in the game. Colston's like that. Andre Johnson's like that. He's going to be out there playing. I'm not too worried. I mean, you know, can he prevent a cheap shot by Atlanta? Atlanta's not really that kind of a team. No, I don't worry about him. I think he's good to go, and I think Lance Moore, concussion-wise, is good to go. Just matter whether you want to play him or not.
And I think Jimmy Graham with Tony Gonzalez on the field is going to want to prove something, so I'm looking for him for a big game coming off being shut out. He really didn't play well last week. But before we go on to the commercial break, we have our own commercial we need to give. And I want to tell you, everybody, and especially you, Smitty, you know our sponsors, they give you premium products just like we do at Fantasy Insights. They do for holiday gifting what we do for fantasy football. Northwoods Cheese brings you gourmet gifts for your family, friends, corporate gifts. Go to their website, www.northwoodscheese.com. Check out some of the unique gourmet products. Tell them Fantasy Insights sent you. You get 10% off. High quality at fair prices. Gift ideas like Wisconsin cheeses, sausages, salami, and even venison meat items. Venison jerky. That's my thing. Gourmet coffees and cocos. Great selection of holiday gift trays, paddles, and baskets. Don't miss our favorite treat, the featured item. White chocolate covered cranberries. Yum. So call Derek or Randy, 888-878-3161. That's 888-878-3161, 888-878-3161. Or visit the website, northwoodscheese.com. Tell them Fantasy Insight sent you, northwoodscheese.com. We'll be back with some football right after this. Speaking of cheese, we'll get to the Packers.
Your internet flagship station for sports. Voice America Sports.
Every Wednesday, you'll want to talk sports with Touchdown Tony Collins and his co-host Bill Mattis. Tony's broken records and has been to the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl. We'll talk about what's happening in sports every week with news, action, and notable guests from all aspects of the sports world. We'll also involve you by discussing questions and topics of interest sent in via email from listeners all over the world. Become what you believe. Tune into Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins, Wednesdays at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Sports.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bench his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports. Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
All right, it is Fantasy Insights Radio here on a Thursday, VoiceAmericaSports.com. Smitty, we have been talking about the Atlanta-New Orleans game. We'll move on to some other games. But before we do, do you know that my playoff position right now, if the Writers League season ended today, but it doesn't, we have one more game, I'm right now in playoff position.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, well, my team played itself into its value. I had Doug Martin. I had Trent Richardson. I had to wait. We'll see what happens.
I think I've clinched the title. There's five points between my team and the next in the power rankings. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes, but the power rankings don't determine the title.
Yeah, I've got five starting running backs. I've got receivers.
But you can only play four?
You can only play three.
Ah, see? Even better. So I guarantee you, your three starting running backs are no better than my three.
No, that's true, but my receivers destroy yours.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
And so do my quarterbacks.
I sit
Tony Romo so that I could start RG3 every week.
Yeah, oh God. Yeah, but I think there's a good chance. You know, I have to win my game this weekend, and I could use some help. But in my four leagues, I have clinched a playoff spot in my favorite league. I need a win and a little help to get the playoff spot in the Hollywood League, and that is only because I lost one game by 1 point. Hmm. Had I started Chris Givens over Jermichael Finley last week, I'd already have clinched. In the Writers League, I just need a finish out. And in the fourth league, we won't talk about that one. That's the league that I drafted. That's the Orthodox League where I drafted David Wilson in the third round.
Yeah, and I did one of those too. Now, I think, as long as I do what I'm supposed to do this weekend, eight leagues I'm in, I'm going to make the playoffs in seven of them, one I'm already started in. What's funny is, of course, the only local one, which is my poker league, the one I talk the most smack, that's the only one in which I've had an abysmal year and I'm missing the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's the Orthodox League for me is the one I talk the most smack, and they call me the professional, and, you know, so, of course,
yeah,
here we
go.
Yeah,
same here. I mean, exactly. It's like I won it last year in the same league, and so, of course, my team nickname or the abbreviation was back-to-back, and so, yeah, I've heard a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the Fantasy Insights, just to talk about Fantasy Insights performance in some of these leagues. The two main leagues that I help out in are the Serious Experts League, which, by the way, everybody, pretty much every either Sunday or Monday night, I can be heard on Sirius Radio being interviewed either by Kay Adams and her team on Sunday nights or Tony Cincotta and his team on Monday nights. They've been interviewing me for probably been about 6-7 weeks in a row where I do a little spot and give them some fantasy feedback. So if you like me at all, if you like me, you really like me, you can hear me there. And you should follow me at Fantasy Insights on Twitter just to get everything I say, because everything I say is important.
Yeah, not sure about that. And by the way, wasn't Kay Adams the character that Diane Keaton played in Godfather? Wasn't that her name?
It could be. I don't know. But I just know her as my long-lost distant cousin.
Okay.
Fair enough. But the point of me mentioning this is that in the experts leagues that I'm chaperoning, the Serious Experts League, which is, it's a serious league. It's 45 players on your roster. Mm-hmm. You start 11 on defense and 9 on offense.
Yeah, it's silliness.
It's absolute silliness, but we are the number one seed out of 16, and of all 32, we have the top point total. Now, the second league that I want to talk about is the Halfax 2 we're in. Now, Halfax 2 is like the English Premier League. There's Halfax and Halfax 2, and if you win the championship in Halfax 2, you get bumped up to Halfax, otherwise you get relegated. Now, last year, I got a phone call at the last minute asking us to take over a team that somebody had left, and when we got possession of the team, we understand why everybody had left. We inherited just a dreadful team. And through a lot of draft maneuvering and whatnot, this year we now, unfortunately, it's a 12-game season, and we peaked late, and we have a great nucleus for the future, starting with Andrew Luck. Made some great draft picks. We ended up with the fourth most points out of 16 teams, but our record was 5-7.
Mm-hmm.
So we did not make the playoffs there, but I see a dynasty in the making. Next year, I am predicting a championship there. All right, let's get back to the team that everybody really cares about, their own fantasy team. And the way that we're doing that is we are going game by game through this week's games. We just talked about New Orleans, Atlanta. Let's get to a team that's a little bit resurgent, and all of a sudden there's some fantasy players that are relevant, the Jacksonville-Buffalo game. Justin Blackmon has had two quality games in a row since Chad Henne came in. We told everybody Cecil Shorts is still the receiver to own, and he still is. Jalen Parmalee, rather, comes in, has a great game, has a second game where he's doing well, injures himself, he's out for the year. Now Rashad Jennings is back in. I had Chad Henne pegged for 263 yards and 2 TDs last week. I was off. He had 261 yards and 2 TDs. I got him right around the same this week. Is Chad Henne startable at Buffalo? And is Justin Blackmon startable? I think Cecil Shorts is a definite start for people. We know that by now. But are Rashad Jennings and Justin Blackmon and Chad Henne guys that you can be playing as you're shooting for the fantasy playoffs if you got some injuries?
Well, I think generally yes on most of those counts. What's funny is that, of course, 2 weeks ago I touted Chad Henne as kind of the key to a new look, somewhat jokingly but somewhat seriously, in the grab bag, and sure enough, he's energized the offense. So I think Henne is startable. You can throw against the Bills. Watch the weather. It's supposed to be light snow showers, but as long as it's not too windy, it'll be fine. Blackmon, as you mentioned earlier,
it's called snow flurries.
What?
I don't think it's a snow shower. I think it's a snow flurry.
Okay, fair enough. So Blackmon is, I guess, what'd you say? He pulled a groin or hamstring?
Yeah, groin.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a little bit of danger there. If he's healthy and he's ready to go, then I think he's a good start. The thing to watch there, and this is where I would not start Rashard Jennings. If you look at Buffalo, you see that they're last or near last in yards per carry allowed for running backs, but that's mostly before Mario Williams was back in the mix. They're stopping the run, so I would not play Rashard Jennings. Plus, yeah, Jalen Parmalee looked a lot better. He's out for the year. Don't play Jennings. I think Henne is startable. Shorts 3 certainly is, and Blackmon if he's healthy.
Yeah, I'm really leery of Jennings, although I think in desperation, if you had, he's somebody who he's got, he's the starting guy, he's going to get a ton of touches, although apparently Montel Owens. Now, on the other side of the ball, Ryan Fitzpatrick against a relatively soft Jacksonville defense. C.J. Spiller has taken over as the man in the backfield, finally, as he should. Stevie Johnson calls out Chan Gailey's play calling, saying he should let Fitzpatrick call more at the line. Stevie Johnson's a play. C.J. Spiller's a play. Is Fitzpatrick playable? Is Fred Jackson playable anymore?
I say Fred Jackson, no. He's taken second tier to Spiller, certainly. Fitzpatrick, I hope you have better options. I mean, he just doesn't really produce that much. Stevie Johnson's playable, but no TDs. Even Scott Chandler has fallen off. So I'm looking for better than Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I am too. Okay, so that's where we are there. And Fred Jackson, I'm in complete agreement with you. Let's go move on to the Seattle and Chicago game.
Right.
Seattle has the issues with Richard Sherman and Browner with the Peds problem, but they will play this week. Their appeal has not been finalized yet. Matt Forte says he will play. He apparently has looked okay at practice. My take on this is Jay Cutler is absolutely not playable against that Seattle defense. Matt Forte, if he starts, absolutely is playable. Michael Bush gets a slight boost, and Brandon Marshall will get his touches. On the other side of the ball, I don't see one starter outside of Marshawn Lynch even though I think Russell Wilson's been doing a great job. Tell me I'm wrong or tell me I'm right.
No, once again, generally agree with you. I would love to be able to start Michael Bush if Forte would just sit down, whichever one is able to go. I mean, you actually rely on Bush as being the more durable, given that Forte did sprain his ankle or something close to it. The good backs have run well against Seattle. Lately, they've been giving up massive yardage to Aldae Peterson, even Sean Green, who is not a good back.
Well, that's since K.J. Wright went out. Since K.J. Wright went out, their run defense has not been the same. And quite frankly, teams learned that they could run up the middle against this defense when they saw Frank Gore do that for San Francisco.
Right. If you had to start a Seattle player, Russell Wilson's been magic. By the way, I noticed you've got him starting in your in the Writers League, by the way.
He probably will be replaced by Phillip Rivers. I just haven't made that change yet.
Yeah, like I said, not strong in the quarterbacks, but hey, we all can't have my team.
That's right.
And so basically, I actually think Sidney Rice wouldn't be a terrible start there. I think Rice has, you know, been still kind of underrated in terms of what he's achieving. Not what you want to do, but he's put up good solid numbers. Golden Tate, I think, is a little bit of a mirage still. But sure, Seattle isn't where you want to go this week if you can avoid it.
Michael Ashore practiced today for Detroit, so he becomes a safe play. Once again, Calvin Johnson, obvious. Ryan Broyles will start, even though Titus Young apparently is coming back. What a jerk this guy is. He was lining up in the wrong places on purpose.
Never heard of that. I mean,
what a juvenile idiot.
Yeah. Andre Rison used to not know the plays. So, you know, Favre would just tell him to go deep, and that kind of worked. But to intentionally do that, he should just be tossed.
Well, we know Reggie Wayne's a start. We know Andrew Luck's a start. Donnie Avery or Hilton. And Vic Ballard, are any of the three of them starts in your mind?
You gotta look for more this year. I think this week, especially since this is probably your playoff week, if you care. You know, of course, Luck's a great start there. If you had to choose, I guess I go T.Y. Hilton a little bit over Avery. Avery's coming off concussion, supposedly healthy. Vic Ballard just always disappoints. He should have a good game here, but I avoid all those guys. I suppose Dwayne Allen could be a start if you need a tight end, but I'd stick with Wayne and Luck in this game.
All right, and on the Detroit side, you're real high on Broyles like I am, aren't you?
Yeah, Broyles is really good. I think Young sort of disappears. The thing with Broyles is, and we saw a lot of him down here in Austin, he's a huge playmaker. He's just one of these guys that you love. And next year, he'll be going top 15, top 20 in terms of, I mean, he is just going to make plays. If he's with a better team, more people know about him. But he's a star, and I think he led the NCAA in receptions, actually.
And Michael Ashore, I always say, start him. Fantasy Insights had him as a top 25 back preseason, so everybody loves us. And as we're a minute from break, hey, I told you once, I'll tell you before, our sponsors do for premium products like we do for fantasy football. Creative Gifts to Go, your source for everyday gifts. New baby? Birthday? Congratulations? Housewarming? Sympathy? Thank you. Use Shop Creative Gifts to Go, shopcreativegifts.com. Now is the time of year for holiday gifts. We've created these gifts for family, friends, corporate. Call Joyce. We love Joyce in Arizona. 928-774-7629. That's 928-774-7629. 928-774-7629. Or visit their website, Shop Creative Gifts and shopcreativegiftstogo.com. Just remember, Fantasy Insights sent you. Get your 10% discount. And people may forget what you said, but they never forget how you made them feel. Sort of like your fantasy football team. You might forget their names. You never forget your championship teams. All right, when we come back, we'll get through more of the games. And then in the final segment, Michael Neese will be here with the Fantasy Stock Exchange. We are pimping product and pimping the game, pimping the pigskin. We'll be back right after this.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies Handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life. from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with Kay Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish. Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network, and let's talk football.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
Snacking on some of those white chocolate covered cranberries. Pretty good.
I was worried you were going to say white chocolate covered cheese, and I was going to have to stop you there. But
white chocolate covered cheese? That's disgusting.
Well, no, but you were doing the Northwood cheese thing, so I was like, I didn't know how this was going to end. You had that long
Northwood
intro.
Northwood cheese is just the name of the company. They got all kinds of things. They got venison jerky.
You know,
venison jerky?
Yes, I have, actually.
Did you know at the first Thanksgiving that venison was actually the meat that was served?
Of course it was.
Yeah.
As opposed to turkey? Sure. Because what are they doing? They're shooting deer. They're not.
Nobody cultivated a turkey back then.
Yeah. All right. So.
All right. Let's get back to the games.
Hey, can I intro a few games?
Say that again?
Can I introduce a few games?
Not yet.
Come on.
Let me do the next one because I have a good transition, and there's nothing more important in radio than a good segue.
Okay.
You know how we were talking about Northwood's cheese?
Yep.
Well, speaking of cheese. Let's talk about the pack.
That was novel. No one would have guessed that one.
Too bad we don't have somebody who sells fish. We could go and talk about the dolphins.
It's not a fish, aquatic mammal.
That's true. It's not a fish, but they're called the fish. All right, the Packers got walloped on national TV.
Shocking. Absolutely.
It was really shocking, and I have to tell you, I was in a game against Aaron Rodgers, and we were up about 80 points going into that game, and I was positive, because he had Rodgers and Jordy Nelson, I was positive I was going to lose. First play of the game, they get the 60-yard completion, I went to the movies. I said, it's over, I'm going to lose. And that was the only big play of the game.
That was it. I mean, you won handily.
So my thought is Rodgers comes out with a 3 or 4 touchdown game this week. Greg Jennings is going to be back, which means James Jones is off the radar again. I don't think it affects Randall Cobb too much. I think it actually helps Jordy Nelson. What are you expecting out of Jennings? And we're just going to agree ahead of time that you never start a Packer running back. What are your thoughts about Greg Jennings? That's the big question. And do you think this also affects Randall Cobb or not?
I think Cobb's okay. With Jennings, I've got better options in most of my leagues. I've got pretty good receiving corps, so I started to move him in. I'm still hearing full practice, but limited plays. And if you're the Packers, well, what do you want? You want Jennings to be at his peak for the playoff run. So I'm not going to play Jennings unless I really need kind of a flyer there a little bit. So I'm going to avoid Jennings this week.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I think they're also downplaying his snap count. I think he'll get in there. It's just about wind.
Right.
And he'll play. His injury's fine. So I'm thinking he's probably good for 40, 50 yards and a score. I think they're going to try to get him the ball. I think they need an injection of life, especially coming off of that debacle. On the other side of the ball, Christian Ponder, not playable if you're looking to do anything. Percy Harvin, probably not playable. I mean, he's still not practicing, and he's walking very gingerly. He's a game-time decision, so that's going to be rough. If he does go, you never know about re-injury. Kyle Rudolph is through the concussion. He is practicing. I still think he's a viable start. Adrian Peterson is a no-brainer. Am I missing anything? Is there somebody on Minnesota I should be looking to play?
No,
where are you on Kyle Rudolph?
I avoid him, but if you had to go with someone, I think that's the only receiver you can use. Agree with you on Harvin. I think he's trying to play. He walked on the practice field. Obviously, the Vikings, it's a huge game for them. They're still 6-5. They're still theoretically in the race. They've got, you know, a brutal schedule. All day is going to run all over the Packers. So don't dismiss the Vikings, but it's going to be pound the ball, and try to play some defense.
Yeah, and it's not worth starting the Green Bay defense even at home. They haven't been able to stop anybody.
Not terrible. There's so many good defenses out there. I mean,
yep.
There are hidden great defenses. The Jets, the Browns, the Panthers are all really solid starts for anyone looking for defenses.
Well, you know, segueing into our next game, let's talk about that Panther defense. That's a team that I picked up their defense 2 weeks ago, played them against Philly, and now I'm going to play them against KC. KC at home against Carolina, the Panthers been playing good on defense. Cam Newton comes out last game and plays like Cam Newton. So obviously he's a start at Kansas City. Jonathan Stewart goes down. Brandon LaFell, interesting start. I think he's a safe flex play. I think he's as good a play as Steve Smith, basically.
Yes.
The question comes down to Greg Olsen. Is he still a great play? I think so. So the real question comes down to, and Carolina's got some great guys in the skill positions. Their defense is playable. Is D'Angelo Williams startable as a flex or a running back three against that Kansas City defense now that Jonathan Stewart's not going to play?
So, of course, my answer is going to be you're looking for more than D'Angelo. The problem with D'Angelo, he did exactly what he does, 11 carries, 21 yards. Does he occasionally break one? Sure, but that's not what you want to bank on. If you, for some reason, you need to go down this path, I used this guy a ton last year. He's a good back. They should just give him the damn ball. Mike Tolbert, he's going to catch some passes for you. He's going to get in the end zone this game. And Chiefs, of course, avoid anyone except for maybe Jamal Charles.
Well, Jamal Charles is a must play, but and nobody else. And especially Carolina's rushing defense isn't so good, even though their pass defense is.
Bryce Brown.
I don't agree with you on Tolbert. I think Williams gets all the carries, and I would say you don't start either one of them. And the reason you don't start either one of them is the running back on this team is still Cam Newton.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. He's the goal line back. He is the back that gets you the first down. And he is playing as well as he's played since his first season. I mean, he's got it in gear. The fell looks good. Murphy's making catches for that team. He's finally playing like we expect him to play this year. And yes,
well, I really like LaFell. LaFell had a couple of weeks in a row where he had some down weeks and he got hurt, but then these last few weeks he's been consistent again.
No, I like LaFell, and I've never been huge on LaFell, but watching that Monday night game, and yeah, I'm pretty biased because I had Cam Newton and Bryce Brown on my team, and I destroyed him.
Miami at home, Ryan Tannehill didn't know that if they lose to the Patriots clinch the division. I thought that was hubris. New England, obviously, you know who all the starters are. We'll talk about Shane Vereen as a possible flex. In Miami, Devon Best coming off one of his best games, but I still don't think he's a start. I think Hartline even is a risky start. Running back, Reggie Bush and Daniel Thomas, 6-1, half a dozen of the other. It's like Turner and Rodgers in that Atlanta backfield. They both do enough to hurt the other one enough to make them both running back twos at best. The big guy that I have a question about on Miami is a guy I loved preseason and thought was going to be a lot bigger than he was, who had 6 catches and a touchdown last week, Charles Clay. Is he a flex play this week or a tight end too that you can plug in if you're having problems and maybe you want to sit a guy like Hernandez, but we'll get to that in a sec. What do you think of Charles Clay?
You know, it's funny. As you were introing, I was like, okay, you're not going to mention Charles Clay. And sure enough, he came around to it. And I'm laughing only because that is a dark horse candidate. Yeah, sure, why not? Because he's catching the passes that he's just getting into the end zone. So, I mean, if you got to go that route, sure.
I mean, he's scored 2 out of the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, again, but don't you think that if your season depends on it, you've got a better option than Charles Clay?
Well, see, that's the thing. If you're in the situation where you're actually considering starting him, it means you're dealing with somebody who's been good all year and faltered, somebody like Heath Miller or
right.
Somebody like you've got Kyle Rudolph and he's hurt. Or maybe Dwayne Allen you picked up, or somebody of that nature. You know, you're not dealing with a guy like Gonzalez or
sure.
Greg Olsen or one of the better tight ends. Maybe Antonio Gates, who's been doing nothing. I mean, in those situations, are there any of those guys you would start Charles Clay over?
Well, I mean, Dallas Clark is still available in a lot of leagues. So I take a look at that. I think I start Dennis Pitta over just because of what he's done lately. I've got more confidence in Pitta, and especially with Dixon being out. So at some point, yeah, he comes in ahead of perhaps Dustin Keller, but it's still low end stuff ahead of Mercedes Lewis. Yeah, probably. don't know. It's tough.
It's still high risk. All right, let's talk about that's where if you got to take a big risk to get something going on New England side of the ball. We know all of the obvious starters. Aaron Hernandez has not been playing well.
No.
And you know, he did not do well on Thanksgiving. Is he somebody you can start this week with confidence, or are you still nervous about him?
Not with confidence, not based on what's going on. And you can see how much Gronkowski matters. And I think a lot of the, without really analyzing all of it, I think a lot of the New England scheme is based on two tight ends being in there, one of whom blocks on a given play, one of whom goes out. So if you got the huge guy out, Hernandez just doesn't have the versatility to, not the versatility, but he's basically got other roles that he has to occupy, so he's not out there catching passes. So,
is Shane Vereen a flex play?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, well, here's the thing. What we're talking about is you're in a situation where you got to take a risk. You want high upside. That's the kind of upside you want because he's going to get touches. He's going to get maybe not 10, but he'll get, you know, around that. And he's got the speed and the skill to break one all the way. So if you're looking at taking a flyer, take an upside flyer. That game could get out of hand. Vereen could take over for Ridley after Ridley's rushed for 100 yards.
Okay, moving along to you talked about sneaky defenses before. And I think the next game we'll talk about there is two sneaky defenses that you can plug in. Arizona at the Jets.
Yep.
The reason you can play the Jets defense is the quarterback on Arizona is Ryan Lindley. Larry Fitzgerald, is he playable with Lindley at quarterback? He hasn't been so far. What are your thoughts?
I'm sitting him for the first time ever in that same thing where I think I'm sitting him in our writers league where we basically what I call the four receivers of doom, and Lindley can't get on the ball. I mean, he's that bad that I think I'm starting Jonathan Dwyer ahead of Fitzgerald in that league.
Well, and the other thing is that so that everybody knows, Andre Roberts has a mystery injury that popped up at practice. And he hasn't practiced the last 2 days, so it's very feasible he's not in the lineup, which means that you've got Michael Floyd or Early Doucette at the other side of the ball, which is not going to help. Now, what about on the Jets? And the one guy on Arizona I think is totally safe to start, and we were talking about tight ends before, is Rob Housler. Lindley dumps the ball off and checks down, and Housler's the main beneficiary. I've been saying that for a couple weeks now. Housler is an excellent pickup. I like him a lot. What about the Jets? Bilal Powell or Sean Green, which one do you start? And I don't think they have anybody else who you can consider other than Jeremy Curley at a flex play. But between Sean Green and Bilal Powell, which guy do you like for more production?
Powell is trending up, I mean, definitely. And Green is, you know, as stiff as we all basically agree. Now, the one guy you haven't mentioned running back-wise switching sides in that game, I think Beanie Wells is a surprisingly good start as long as he's healthy. He came up questionable. But against the Jets defense, I said he could get 100 yards.
All right, can you start any Rams against the Niners defense? Amendola, if he plays, can you start him? Chris Givens has been hot. Can you start him? And Steven Jackson, can you start any of those guys against the Niners? We have less than a minute.
I go with Jackson just purely out of principle. He's playing with drive. He's going out of that organization with pride. So I think Jackson is startable just based on history and skill. I think if you had to go with someone, you could probably go with Givens in kind of a desperation play. But, you know, for the most part, I mean, the thing is Bradford threw two touchdown passes at San Francisco, so he wasn't intimidated by the Niners, and he's mobile enough to get the ball away. So,
yeah, and watching the Niners play the Saints last week, their defense, I think that really pissed them off, and they're going to show Sammy Bradford who's boss. Colin Kaepernick will get the start at quarterback again. I'm very high on him. We have him as our 11th-ranked quarterback. And the guy I'm going to tell everybody right now, go out and pick up. Here's your upside flex play of the week, Mario Manningham. Kaepernick loves throwing this kid the ball. Plus, he went to Michigan, so you know I love him. Fantasy Insights Radio on a Thursday. We are going to hit the final segment. When we come back, Michael Neese will be here from Fantasy Insights with the Fantasy Stock Exchange, and we'll go through the rest of the games coming back right after this.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Lockdown coverage.
Get ready to talk sports with the big guys. Tune in to Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis every Tuesday for the inside and outside of the business of sports. Keith and his guests will provide expert commentary and answer all of your burning questions about your favorite team, the players, and what's next. It's time to have fun with the game. Listen for Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis and his favorite co-hosts every Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. The talk doesn't get any hotter.
Sports continues to grow and evolve to ever-increasing prominence in today's society. On All Around Sports, host John Inglesby will connect with the leading newsmakers from the sports world, including players, owners, and fellow sports journalists, discussing the top news and events that are relevant to sports today. John will also report from and offer his experience of the world's top sports events. Tune in to All Around Sports with John Inglesby, Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
All right, Fantasy Insights Radio on a Thursday, counting up to the Saints and the Falcons. Looking forward to this game.
Yeah.
Got to sneeze. Take over.
All right. Hey, no worries. Hey, so interesting about tonight's game. I mean,
that was good.
Okay. Are you done or are you still?
Oh, no, that was it. Usually I get the rapid fire.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
Hey, there he is. Michael Neese, that guy from Chicago is here. Michael Neese. Mike, how are you?
Pretty good, Dish. Hi, Smitty. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, Mike.
We are in a free-form show. We are unscripted, just going game by game. But you, my friend, we want to hear the Fantasy Stock Exchange. So, Mike, tell me, who's on the way up?
Well, before I even get into that, I was just checking some sources here before I got on while I was listening to you guys. And our friend Dennis Farrell at ESPN Detroit is reporting that Eagles trainer Rick Burkholder confirmed this afternoon that LeSean McCoy is still in phase one of his concussion recovery,
yes,
11 days after the injury. So that makes Bryce Brown's very valuable for this week, at least.
And next.
I think they try him out for the rest of the season.
That would be a good thing.
I've
got him on a playoff team.
Yep.
So who's going up?
Well, over the last couple of weeks, Matt Schaub has gone from a game manager to game winner and has looked pretty good doing it. He actually broke the quarterback record of my Dynasty League for most points. He's probably the most unlikely player to do that, but nevertheless, 49 points broke our record. Going down, I got Joe Flacco. Passed for 521 yards, but only had one TD in the last two games. Only 14 TDs on the season.
My take on Joe Flacco has always been the same. He feasts on bad defenses, famine against good defenses. That's just always been Joe Flacco. Who's at running back?
Alrighty, going up, you mentioned him just a couple minutes ago, Shane Vereen. He's got 184 combined rushing and receiving yards the last 2 weeks and has two touchdowns besides. He's passed Woodhead on the playing list there and seems to be moving upwards.
Okay.
Going down, God, I hate to keep kicking this guy. Rashard Mendenhall.
Yep.
Apparently, Mike Tomlin must be playing fantasy football because he finally demoted him to third string.
Yeah, you know, I got to give Tomlin credit because there's a lot of times when you know, as a running back, the running backs need to be able to develop a rhythm and find the holes and set tacklers up off of blocks and make one move twice in a different way. So I think he's right that he needs a feature back, and Dwyer really has been the best one.
Yep.
Well, and Mendenhall's coming off injury, and, you know, even before the injury, he was kind of suspect anyway.
And what do we got a wide receiver for us, Mike?
Mohamed Sanu. He's quietly worked his way into the other starting position opposite A.J. Green. He's got four touchdowns in the last three games and looks like a real red zone threat for the Bengals.
You know, the late report today is the only issue on Sanu. He has a foot injury that was just discovered and did not practice today. And they're evaluating him now, and it's very hush-hush, so they don't know what's going on with him. So just make sure everybody check the injury reports to make sure that he's going to play. But I agree, he's been great. I've been watching him play a lot because I have A.J. Green and Gresham on most of my teams.
Okay, going down, I've got Victor Cruz still on my list, you know.
Really?
You see him campaigning for the Pro Bowl, jumping out of planes and stuff, but 13 catches, 152 yards, and one touchdown over the last three games just will not get you there.
Interesting. I tend to think
yeah,
that
Victor's, he maybe turn a corner.
Yeah, I think he's going to turn around again because I think now what's happened is teams have focused on him. Hakeem Nicks has gotten more attention. Then he'll be okay. But anyway, who your tight end plays?
Jason Witten. You got to love him.
Yep.
You know, if you're going to pick any Cowboys at all, you got to just love Jason Witten.
Roma
he had the spleen removed just before the season, and he's oddly enough been the one healthy tight end all year. He's right up there at the top of the heap and doing well. He's about the only highlight film reel on Dallas.
And who's on the way down?
Heath Miller. He started off hot. He had touchdowns almost every game. Hasn't done a thing in a while. No Big Ben. Boy, keep him on the bench.
Yeah, until Big Ben comes off, I don't think any of the Pittsburgh skill players other than Dwyer are really playable. Okay, Mike, thanks, and stay with us. Now, guys, real quickly, we got to get through the rest of these games because we only got 5 minutes. So I'm just going to go and mention the teams that are playing and see Houston and Tennessee. Jake Locker, new offensive coordinator. Does this do something for Jake Locker and Jared Cook? I think that they're going to open it up a little more. I think it's good for Kenny Britt. It's good for Chris Johnson, but those two are guys people are going to start anyway. Do you start Jake Locker? Do you start Jared Cook now? Smitty?
Well, I think the other guy you got to look at there that started off well that has tailed off a little bit is Kendall Wright. And so that's someone you can take a shot at. Is this the week you take a shot? In terms of upside downside, Jared Cook's a lot safer, you know, as far as starting a tight end like that as opposed to going with a flyer there at wide receiver. So a little bit of help, but I'd avoid most of that.
All right, on the other side of the ball in Houston, Andre Johnson is back where he's supposed to be. Arian Foster playing great ball. Matt Schaub playing great ball. Owen Daniels playing great ball. Don't take a chance on Kevin Walter. Don't take a chance on Ben Tate. Let's go. And the Houston defense is not playable until they get healthy. That's where we are with that, people. Tampa Bay at Denver. Doug Martin, obviously, is a must-start. I think Mike Williams is a good play this week, even though Tequan Underwood's been hitting into him, because I think Champ Bailey guards Vincent Jackson. I wouldn't play Josh Freeman this week either. Am I wrong there, Smitty?
No, I think that's probably the right call this time. Obviously, Denver's going to go crazy as far as their passing attack against the Bucks. I agree with you that Bailey's going to guard Vincent Jackson. I'm not sure how he guards him because he's a half foot shorter. So if Freeman can get the ball where he needs to, I think Vincent Jackson still has a pretty good game. He's playing great. I think Williams is an okay start because the Broncos are going to shred that Tampa defense so badly. So there's going to be points scored.
Mike Neese, are you sold on Knowshon Moreno?
I was kind of shocked that he started. I started Hillman in a couple games last week and got caught with my pants down, so to speak.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I don't like the imagery. But I think Moreno, obviously, because he's a good blocker, he's going to be in there until he gets hurt. Also, my recommendation in this week is start Eric Decker. He's going to get a lot of work against that Tampa secondary. Demaryius Thomas, obviously, will do fine. Pittsburgh and Baltimore, I'm going to assume no Big Ben, which means I'm starting nobody on Pittsburgh's side of the ball with the exception of Jonathan Dwyer. For Baltimore, the only starters they have are Ray Rice and Torrey Smith. Anquan Boldin, you can make an argument as a flex play in a PPR, and Dennis Pitta as a lower-end tight end. Cleveland and Oakland, we talked about Carson Palmer, good play, even though Cleveland's defense pretty good with Joe Hayden back. Marcel Reese, a must-play. Denarius Moore against Joe Hayden. Do you play Denarius Moore anyway, Smitty?
You're looking for more this week. Cleveland Browns are playing really good defense, so I'm going to avoid more against Hayden there.
I would too. Trent Richardson, a must-start against this Oakland team. Nobody else on Cleveland you really want to be starting.
What is Whedon's status?
He's out.
Is he McCoy out starting. Here?
Who?
Whedon.
Whedon's going to start.
Oh, he is?
He's going to start. He's been practicing all week. He got cleared to play.
Okay. Okay.
And regardless, even if he doesn't, you still got Trent Richardson. Cincinnati-San Diego, you know, Cincinnati, the big issue there is Mohamed Sanu. Everybody else is a starter. Gresham, Green, Dalton, all good starts. Jarvis Green-Ellis, even a good start. For San Diego, Denario Alexander is a must start. Ryan Matthews is an okay start. Phillip Rivers, just okay. Antonio Gates, where have you gone? I'm rushing through these because we only have a minute. And the Giants in Washington on Monday night, we know all the players there are starters. Don't be shy about Victor Cruz. you don't have to be shy this week about Pierre Garçon. Just don't make him a wide receiver one. He's a wide receiver three, flex play. And then finally, in the Philadelphia-Dallas game, with 30 seconds left, DeMarco Murray expected to play. What does that do for the Cowboys? And if he starts, are you playing him, Smitty, real quick?
You got to play him, and the star of that game for me is the same one as we had on Monday night, Bryce Brown for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, Bryce Brown, the obvious. Mike Neese of Fantasy Insights and the Fantasy Stock Exchange, senior writer. Senior writer Pete Smith, known as Smitty, writes the Grab Bag Free Agent column. I am Dish Adams, the figurehead, Queen Elizabeth, who knows nothing, does nothing, but takes all the credit. At Fantasy Insights, my Twitter handle, www.fantasyinsights.com, is where you can find our weekly report. Enjoy the games. Good luck this week, and we'll see you next time.
The weekend is coming up, and now you know what's going to make you a better fantasy player. Tune in again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, for more of Fantasy Insights on the Voice America Sports Channel. Don't forget to visit FantasyInsights.com, the best fantasy football site on the net.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.